Hello, and welcome back to Oxcast number 9. I am Emma Pearson.
And I'm Susie Cogan.
And this week, we are kicking off with an important event in Oxfordshire's calendar. It is Oxford Art Weeks. It starts on Friday and goes on until the 27th of May. So, for those of you who don't know, Oxfordshire Art Weeks is when lots of Oxfordshire artists and craftspeople will open their studios to the public in more than 500 free exhibitions across the whole county. And there are loads of different venues, is that right?
That's right. Yep, there'll be barns, halls, schools and existing galleries, of course, open. But also people's homes.
That's a little different thing about it, isn't it?
So it's nice. So you get a lot of what you might consider mainstream art and also much more quirky stuff, almost anything you can think of.
A really wide range.
The focus of the festival moves throughout its duration. So in the first week, starting on Friday, studios will be open in the North Oxfordshire area.
Okay.
So that's Burford, Chipping Norton, across to Bicester and Banbury. In the second week, the focus is on Oxford City itself.
Okay.
You can pick up a festival guide at various locations throughout Oxfordshire, in libraries, cafes, galleries, and you can view a list of pickup points on www.artweeks.org.
Okay, cool. So that's where you can like search for what's going on in your area.
That's right, yes. You can search exhibitions for your specific area.
Oh, brilliant.
And I believe you went to this last year, didn't you?
I did. Well, some of it. You can't go to all of it because it's just so extensive. But I went round bits in Summertown and went to, in the North Wall Arts Centre, they had some paintings by Claude Harrison. He does those, I think I'd seen them before, like quite abstract Harlequin paintings of harlequins in a desert sort of thing, and they were cool. And then I saw so that was like obviously in a gallery, but then I went into just a little house in Jericho where Rachel Ducker was showing her her sculptures, and she makes sculptures out of wire basically, and they were kind of and they're quite fun. Like in her garden there were some big ones of like torsos coming out of the ground, kind of a bit scary. And I think her son also had his photos up in the house, and he'd won the competition the year before in 2010 to have his photo on the front of the guide. So it's like artists of all ages and lots of different kinds. That's what I kind of love about Oxford Art Weeks. And we'll have a page up on our site where you can write reviews as well, won't we?
People can let us know what they've seen and share that experience.
Yeah, terrific. Exactly. So moving on to theatre now. So it's only just May, but we already have the beginning of the College Garden Shakespeare season, in Two Gentlemen of Verona. So that's being performed in Christchurch College Gardens this week from Tuesday to Saturday at 7 p.m. So I kind of hope the weather changes for them.
It's not too bad
at the moment. It's not actually raining at the moment.
That's true, for a solid half hour or so. I think fingers crossed for them and for all subsequent outdoor productions.
I know, partly from experience, it's not fun in
Me
the
too.
Rain.
Yeah.
Great. And so the next theatre thing we have is a bit different. It's an interactive performance. And you're quite excited about this, aren't you? Because you recently ran the Paris Marathon.
And it's kind of
running themed.
I did run the Paris Marathon. I am incredibly important. I ran it more slowly than you can possibly imagine, but it was a wonderful experience nonetheless. This is the story of Roger Bannister's iconic 4-minute mile.
Yes.
It's taking place at the Iffley Road running track. If you go to this, you'd better make sure that you wear comfortable shoes, as the audience will be walking a mile whilst listening to the story of Roger Bannister and his world record attempt.
Okay.
As you may gather, it's an interactive experience then. So the story is told partly in the form of memories and anecdotes from Oxford residents who were there in 1954 when Bannister broke the record.
That's quite cool. So it's got the Oxford sort of link there.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it happened at the Iffley Road track. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you not?
Really? No, that's cool.
That's right.
Awesome.
And you know Bannister was Master of Pembroke as well, I think.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes,
wow.
He was. Yeah.
Spreading information.
I'm full of it. So that would be fantastic. And there'll be a chance afterwards to see how far into the mile you can run in 3 minutes and 59 seconds.
Not far from me.
No. Possibly halfway on a good day, probably not. And that's on this Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. However, this Friday is already sold out.
Okay.
And next week from Friday to Sunday, and there are both matinee and evening performances, priced at £8 or £5. Do check our website for details.
That sounds great. So moving on to our...
hold on, I haven't finished. You may have been hearing that I was in Paris for a very important
event. I did gather that, yes.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes. And I thought that our listeners might want to celebrate this, and indeed all things French, by going to Dangerous Liaisons, a new production of which is on at the Oxford Playhouse.
Goodness, what were you doing in Paris?
I wasn't doing that. Okay. Believe me, I was in too much pain after the race to do anything, apart from, you know, sit in cafes and drink red wine.
Sounds good.
No, Dangerous Liaisons, a new imagining of Laclos' classic work, set in 1930s France, and that is priced at £15 or concessions £12 or £10.
Okay, lovely. So now can I talk about my thing? Okay.
Go on.
So I've got Madame Butterfly, which is on at the New Theatre. That's 7:30, Friday and Saturday. And it's the Ukrainian National Opera. So I don't know what they're like, but I assume they're good. National Opera, they sound like they're probably good. That's priced at £25 to £40, depending on where you sit, even. Yeah, so that's on Friday and Saturday.
Sounds terrific. Have you got some music for us then?
I have, yes. And we have two musical events here. Would you like the one that it's easy to pronounce or the one that it's impossible to pronounce?
Since you ask me, I'll take the one that it's easy to pronounce.
Okay, well, you start us off then.
We've got Emilia Martinsson Quartet, jazz inspired by Swedish folk songs.
Interesting.
Yep, and the band consists of bass clarinet, cello, drums and piano. That's at the North Wall Arts Centre on Saturday at 8 p.m, priced at £12 or £10.
Lovely. So I'll give this a go. It's the Zimbabwe Mbira Vibes.
That's vibes.
Vibes. Yes, taking that a bit too far there. Okay. So, if I'm pronouncing them correctly, they're African music fused with Jamaican reggae. Sounds quite exciting, and that's on at Saturday at 8 p.m. as well at the Pegasus Theatre on Magdalen Road, and that's priced at £12 or £8 concessions.
Very nice.
Moving on.
In celebration of Art Weeks, we're having as our pick of the week this time Artistic Curiosities in Oxford.
Great.
Now, obviously, thoroughly artistic city, Oxford,
yes.
Packed with culture and lots and lots of wonderful architectural features.
Right.
A couple of things you might want to have a look at. We've got Brazen Nose, a door knocker in the shape of a nose, which now hangs above the high table in the main hall of the college and is thought to be the original door knocker belonging to Brazen Nose Hall.
Wow.
I've
seen this, a picture of this. It looks like a little, it's not just a disembodied nose, is it? It looks like a little sort of lion face or something with a nose. It's quite cute, actually.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Sounds
it?
Good. I haven't seen it. Maybe I don't know. Will I have to sneak into Brazen Nose to do it? Or do they ever, have
internet.
It on show? Okay, so this might be one to look up online.
Yes.
What else have we got?
So we've got the Shelley Memorial in University College, and that's a sort of white marble sculpture of a reclining nude Shelley, apparently, which is when he was washed up on the Italian shore after drowning, so it's kind of sad. So the college were keen to commemorate their famous alumnus after his death, but in fact during his time at Oxford they were not so keen. He was expelled in 1811 for writing a pamphlet entitled The Necessity of Atheism.
That sounds jolly depraved.
Yeah. Yes.
And they've got some historical as well as artistic curiosities at your own alma mater, have they not?
Oh, they have, yes. So it's at my old college, Merton. The relief over the archway into the 1418 gate depicts St John the Baptist in the wilderness, along with a unicorn, and Walter de Merton, who was the founder of the college, wearing a bishop's mitre.
So John the Baptist was at Merton?
Well, yeah, obviously. Yes, I mean, Merton is the oldest college. It was around pre...
We shouldn't even enter into this, should we?
Yes, I fear they may have got their historical periods and their mythical creatures / non-mythical creatures mixed up a little bit there, but very interesting anyway.
Interesting nonetheless. Well, I think at this point we can probably say that's enough fun stuff.
Away from the fun stuff.
Let's finish up with a bit of serious business. This Thursday, the 3rd of May, there are elections, city council elections being held for all 24 Oxford wards.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember to vote.
Yes, indeed. And you can see details. There's a link from dailyinfo.co.uk taking you to the City Council's information page. And there you can find out everything you might want to know about it.
That's useful.
So happy voting.
Happy voting. So that's all from us this week. I've been Emma Pearson.
I've been Susie Cogan.
And we'll see you next week.